You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 10, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Gerrymandering is the practice of drawing electoral district boundaries to give one political party an unfair advantage. This can involve concentrating voters from one party into a few districts or spreading them across many districts. In Missouri, the debate over the state's 8 U.S. House districts has intensified, with conservative Republicans advocating for a map that could flip a Democratic-held seat to the GOP. This shift towards open partisan gerrymandering follows a 2019 U.S. Supreme Court decision that stated federal courts have no role in resolving disputes over partisan gerrymandering, allowing state legislatures more freedom in drawing maps. Missouri House Republicans have approved a new congressional map aiming to change the Republican majority from 6-2 to 7-1 by dividing the district represented by U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver into three Republican-leaning districts. This proposal has faced strong criticism from Democrats and public interest groups. Representative Cleaver intends to challenge the map in court, while House Minority Leader Ashley Aun has condemned it as detrimental to democracy. State GOP Representative Dirk Deaton, the bill's sponsor, defends the map as a Missouri-first map. Public opposition to the redistricting effort is significant, with nearly half of Missouri voters viewing it as a waste of resources. Many voters expressed concerns during a public hearing, arguing that the new map disrupts the Democratic balance by combining rural and urban voters. Former Republican state legislator Shannon Cooper noted the lack of public input compared to previous redistricting efforts. In addition to redistricting, Missouri Republicans are advancing legislation that would make it harder for citizens to pass constitutional amendments or state laws through initiative petitions. The proposed legislation, sponsored by State Representative Ed Lewis, would require a majority of voters in all 8 congressional districts, along with a statewide majority, for a constitutional amendment or state law to pass. This change could allow as few as 5% of Missouri voters to defeat a ballot initiative. The motivation for this change is partly due to the successful abortion rights amendment that passed with just under 52% of the vote, but faced opposition in most counties. Lewis argues that the current process disenfranchises rural Missouri by not requiring broad geographic support. The redistricting and legislative changes are likely to significantly affect voters' representation and their ability to influence state and federal policies. The new legislation also limits court involvement with ballot language, potentially making it more difficult for citizens to challenge biased descriptions of proposed laws. The Secretary of State's office will have multiple attempts to draft ballot language, and only after 3 failed attempts can the court propose its own language, giving state officials more control over initiatives. Missouri's redistricting efforts reflect a broader national trend of Republican-led states attempting to redraw electoral maps. This trend reportedly began in July, when President Donald Trump encouraged Texas Governor Greg Abbott to consider redistricting. In Texas, a new map added 5 seats in districts Trump won by double digits in the 2024 election. Other states, including Ohio and Florida, are also engaged in redrawing electoral maps. The prolonged debate in Missouri's Senate mirrors similar actions in other states, with courts overturning maps in Ohio and North Carolina. California Governor Gavin Newsom proposed the Election Rigging Response Act to counter these moves. The Missouri legislature's bill limiting court involvement with ballot language suggests that legislative action can impact the fairness of the electoral process. The current redistricting effort in Missouri is marked by a more open pursuit of partisan advantage compared to previous cycles, emboldened by the 2019 Supreme Court decision. The proposed changes, particularly the division of Cleaver's district, have significant implications for African American voters, potentially diluting their voting power and making it harder for them to elect representatives who reflect their interests. These efforts contribute to a broader trend of suppressing minority votes and representation, undermining the principles of a fair and inclusive democracy. Copyright African Elements.